You may have seen a recent video of students from the University at Buffalo trying to buy junk food from a vending machine and being told to exercise before the machine would dispense their selection. The stunt is part of the Independent Health Foundation's Healthy Options Program, which encourages people to make healthier eating choices. Joining us this morning is Carrie Myers, the foundation's executive director. Carrie, that sounds more like a candid camera stunt than a marketing plan. Who came up with the idea, and how tough a sell was it?
Wasn't it fantastic? My team in the foundation, about a year ago, we were talking about the number one challenge that we face in Western New York is to get people to understand why it's so important to make a healthy change and make these healthy behaviors and to engage them. So we thought, you know, we struggle ourselves. What do we want? So we want fun. If it's fun, people will get on board. So we started brainstorming all these different ideas of what is fun and a unique way to engage people to get them to understand it's important to care about your health.
How did the students, first of all, how did they feel about being videoed, and how did they react? Did it have the encouraging effect that you were hoping for?
It definitely was a positive effect. When we first started, we had about 40 students that came up, and it was unscripted, so they had no idea that we had a talking vending machine. We set it up at Knox Hall at the University of Buffalo, and we're so grateful that they allowed us to come in and, you know, prank their students. But the students were so, you know, on board and played along. It was really fun to watch. They had no idea. We were behind a door, so it was this hidden camera. And they would approach and put their money in, and then the vending machine would start talking to them, and they would be caught off surprise. But they were laughing and playing along and giggling. A few people kind of walked away, you know, not so sure what's going on here, and walked away. But most of the students played along in a positive light.
Now, there's another video coming out tomorrow?
We did. We actually made three videos because we had such a great response from the students. We had so much footage that the ad agency that we hired to help put this together and come up with this wonderful concept, Julia is the name of the group, they had so much footage and said, we're going to make three videos. So we launched last week, Work Off Your Snack, where you saw the kids doing the jumping jacks, you know, to work off what they chose. And then we had another video that was all about reading the ingredients. So it was trying to showcase all these different ingredients that are in these items that you're choosing are not so healthy for you. And our third one and our last one is called Eat, Make a Healthy Promise, and that's going to be launched tomorrow.
I understand this is part of a larger effort. How have you involved schools and businesses in your plans?
We've been doing this for over 10 years, Healthy Options Program, and it started off with just working with local restaurants. And we have over 150 restaurants and food trucks that we analyze their menu items, and we give them ideas and recommendations to critique them to make them a healthier option. But it turned into such a larger initiative. Now we work with the Buffalo Bills. We work with Larkin Square to Taste the Buffalo. So a lot of organizations have been coming to us. We work with the local Buffalo Public School Systems and now the SUNY schools, and that's how we made this partnership with the University of Buffalo.
And what's next for the initiative?
Good question. We have so much that we're doing. We just really want to get the restaurants more on board. So if there's a restaurant that's not taking part with Healthy Options, they can, you know, check out healthyoptionsbuffalo.com and sign up right online. And we will do everything for free. We provide the marketing materials, and we provide all the data and analysis for them for other menus.
Carrie, thank you for joining us this morning. Carrie Myers is the executive director of the Independent Health Foundation.